It was October 1st when the healthcare.gov website opened for business. The rocky launch of the public portal to the Affordable Care Act has consumed so much of the nation's attention and news space. But the December 23rd enrollment deadline is now at hand, and we wanted to find out if the consumer experience with healthcare.gov has improved, find out what problems remain, and learn how many of us have been able to complete applications and actually choose a marketplace plan. We're joined by Don Hazart. He's the director of the Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, one of four navigator agencies in our state for the Affordable Care Act. So, Don, compared to where we were back at the beginning of October, is healthcare.gov working better?
Well, if you're someone who's looking for insurance for the first time and creating an account right now at healthcare.gov, it's working tremendously better. If you're an individual who created an account prior to the reboot on December 1st, you're probably still experiencing technical problems. So our statewide network of navigators, we call it Enroll Michigan, and you can go to enrollmichigan.com to find our navigators. They're trying to problem solve with those folks who are still having difficulty who created an account before the December 1st reboot. Obviously, this is not an ideal situation. This isn't what anybody wanted.
Sure.
But anytime you do a major rollout like this, there are going to be technical issues. I don't think we expected technical issues to this level, but thankfully things are improving.
And it seems like there's been a lot of work poured in to make that better. We were looking at the very, very latest figures for Michigan as far as up to the end of November, and we saw there have been 52,780 applications in Michigan covering more than 98,000 individuals. Where does that fit with comparing to the number of applications the government had hoped to have?
Well, you have to keep in mind those numbers that were released, I think, last week represented October and November. Mm-hmm. So those are numbers before they did the relaunch of healthcare.gov. And the problem for someone who's assisting people in getting enrolled, like a navigator, is you need an enrollment tool to get someone enrolled in coverage. And healthcare.gov was our enrollment tool. And it wasn't, as we all know, it's well documented.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't working, certainly not at an ideal level. So that has really been the hold up. So those numbers don't reflect the desire for coverage. Those reflect the determination of those people to overcome all of these technical barriers to get themselves enrolled in coverage. Now, thankfully, going forward, we hopefully will not be experiencing those issues.
And of those 98,235 who've applied, the number of individuals who've selected a marketplace plan in Michigan is 6,847. So that's 7%. And again, going back to the fact that the tool wasn't working.
That's right. It's amazing determination on their part to get themselves enrolled in coverage. And for those people who have been going through that process and trying to work through all these technical problems, they can certainly attest to how problematic it is. Mm-hmm. And certainly navigators can attest to that as well.
And you're expecting that number of that 7% number that existed at the end of November to get a lot higher now that the site's been rebooted and people can actually get through and select a plan.
Absolutely. There's no question about that. Our navigators had a really difficult time prior to December 1st getting anyone enrolled in coverage because, again, their enrollment tool wasn't working. So kudos to those folks that got themselves enrolled, but people going forward shouldn't feel that they can't go to healthcare.gov. It is working very well, especially for someone creating a new account.
We asked some consumers to tell us about their experiences with healthcare.gov, and let's share the first couple of stories, and then I'd like your thoughts and how typical the stories are of Tom and Diane.
My name is Tom. I'm 57 years old. I live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and previously I was a software support analyst here in Ann Arbor. I've been out of work for a year and a half, and in 2013, I paid for my own insurance for myself and my wife, and it was very expensive with a very high deductible. So my insurance company helped me start the process on healthcare.gov by helping me apply for a subsidy, which I was approved for. Without the subsidy, I wouldn't have been able to afford the policy I wound up with. The process was very easy, answering some simple questions. After I got approved for the subsidy, of course, the website went down. So I wound up finishing the process myself. When I did it online, it seemed so straightforward, I can't understand why people wouldn't do it. The price of the new policy is about half the price of the old policy, and the deductible is about half as well. So I'm in a win-win situation as far as that's concerned.
My name is Diane Kay. I am 33 years old. I'm an attorney, and I live in Brighton, Michigan. I attempted to sign up in October, and it didn't work, but I officially signed up on November 11th. I haven't been insured since 2007. I had a job change and went from working as an attorney for a nonprofit to being self-employed. I have a pre-existing condition, so a lot of insurers wouldn't even cover me as a privately insured person. And other insurers, it was just so expensive. It just wasn't an option. It was terrifying. I was in the hospital for a while and in the ICU overnight, and I'm still paying back tons of debt from that. It was very, very expensive. The process of signing up for insurance through the website was not that bad at all. Once I finally got in November, I was able to get in, create an account, and enter my information and choose a plan. And it took about 20 minutes altogether. It was not very complicated.
So it seems both of these individuals, both Tom and Diane, had that determination that you mentioned, Don, that just, all right, I'm going to keep at this. Mm-hmm. And then once they got through, mm-hmm. enough had been done where they were able to the website where they were able to pretty much finish off and get what they wanted.
Yeah, and I think their reaction is indicative of how people feel about the whole process once the enrollment is complete. Once they have a chance to look at the costs and the value of the coverage, they're very pleased with it. So I remind people, if you wanted to go on the market previously and buy one of these individual insurance plans with the same level of coverage, you couldn't because they didn't exist at any price. So you couldn't buy an individual plan that had these preventative services, covered habilitation, maternity.
Pre-existing condition.
Pre-existing. Like you couldn't buy it at any price. So these are high-quality plans at very affordable cost, especially once you apply all these tax credits and out-of-pocket subsidies that are available through healthcare.gov. So unfortunately, because of all the technical problems at healthcare.gov, that has really clouded all of these great stories of people who are getting quality coverage for a fraction of what they were paying previously. So as we resolve these technical issues, hopefully more and more of these positive stories are going to come out and we can actually start having a conversation about the quality and cost of the plans rather than this enrollment tool, which should have been irrelevant.
Yes, yes. You thought we would be having that second conversation.
Right. That should have been the conversation all along, not about a website.
I'm speaking with Don Hazard, who's the director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, one of four navigator agencies in our state for the Affordable Care Act. We have someone named Sasha who had a somewhat bumpier ride on healthcare.gov. Let's get Sasha's story.
I'm Sasha Acker. I'm 26 years old. I live in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and I'm a social worker. I work part-time at a small, amazing company, but they don't provide insurance. The website is extremely frustrating, infuriating. I was really mad at it for a long time. I called in several times, but eventually I was able to sign up. I was able to pick a plan, and the website still has a lot of problems, but I have insurance, so I'm really happy. I recently tried to go on and pay for my plan, but I couldn't log into my account with my password that I'm certain was right, so I called in about 6 times, and they told me basically that since they made a bunch of upgrades to the website, some of the accounts got corrupted, and people can't access them anymore, and nobody has a solution for me.
And as Sasha says, I'm really happy I have insurance. If she went on to make a payment and couldn't, she really doesn't have insurance, does she?
Right. Well, she has to make that first payment before January 1st to actually have an insurance policy. So what I would suggest if she's frustrated with the 1-800 number, and that's what she's referring to when she says she called in, she's calling the 1-800 number, she can locate a navigator in her area and the navigator can be that intermediary with the website and try to get that resolved. So I would suggest she go to enrollmichigan.com and find a navigator in her area and that navigator can help her deal with the issues at healthcare.gov.
EnrollMichigan.com. And we did have some reports in the last week that enrollment records for about 15,000 healthcare.gov shoppers never got to the insurance companies that they selected, these 834 transmissions. That has gone down. But are there folks out there, do you think, who feel they have been covered but somehow the word never got to the insurance company?
Yeah, I would suggest they check with their insurance company, whatever provider or insurer that they selected. And we are aware of the problems on the public side. We're not aware of the problems on the insurer side. So we don't even know what issues the insurance companies are experiencing with this because they don't have to disclose that sort of thing. So what I would suggest is that person call the insurance company directly, say, I signed up. Do you have documentation of that? If there's a problem, they can find a navigator on enrollmichigan.com who'd be happy to try to assist them in figuring that out.
Don, with the December 23rd deadline coming up, that means what and what do people need to understand about it?
Well, the December 23rd deadline is just if you want a policy that starts January 1st. So the first day these new policies go into effect is January 1st, 2014. It doesn't matter when you sign up. They start January 1st, 2014. And that's what we've been telling people all along. When we experienced those problems with the website when it first rolled out, we were assuring the public, you got plenty of time to sign up, so why don't you wait until they can resolve some of those issues at the website and then sign yourself up. And for those folks that took advantage of that advice and the timeline, they're not really experiencing many problems. They're going on the website right now, creating a new account, and in some cases, they can get themselves enrolled in a matter of minutes. For those folks that were early in the process, created a profile, we'll just have to continue to problem solve over at healthcare.gov and get those issues resolved.
What are you looking forward to as you look ahead to 2014?
Well, we're looking forward to a new year where the enrollment tool works and we can transition the conversation away from a website to the law, the Affordable Care Act. You know, the Affordable Care Act is not an end-all. It's a starting point for healthcare reform. The more reform has to come down the pike. So we need to educate the public what it does and doesn't do and then continue that conversation in a logical way.
All right. Don Hazard, the director of Michigan Consumers for Healthcare, one of the four navigator agencies in our state for the Affordable Care Act. Don, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.